Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. That's where we're together every day from 3 until 6. Rick Dayton with you on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. And it's my pleasure right now to be joined by Timothy Dufour. He is the Auditor General for the state of Pennsylvania, and it is my pleasure to have him as he joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Mr. Auditor General, thank you so much for making time for us in what I know is a busy season as things are starting for you in Harrisburg. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Rick, and I appreciate you being on my show, and you are correct. It has been a whirlwind.
How would you categorize what's happened since November? I mean, what has transpired for you in the last 2.5 months?
Where do I begin?
Yeah, right.
Everywhere from, because keep in mind that on election night, I hadn't known I'd won.
Right.
And I really didn't know that I won until 2 days later. So keep in mind, so the election was on Tuesday. And on Friday morning is when AP called my race. So for those few days, I was pretty much on pins and needles, although at that time I had a pretty sizable lead in the vote count. And me and my team felt that would hold, and it did, but you really don't know what was going to happen, because there are a lot of votes coming in from the southeastern part of the state, mm-hmm. and that's very heavily Democratic, and that's where my opponent was from. So going from that, and then putting together the transition team, the inauguration, and just preparing to go from candidate Dufour to Auditor General Dufour, it was range of emotions. Yeah. And in addition to that, I was still Dolphin County Controller.
Right.
So I was still working my day job, and I had to close out business there.
Right.
So I was pretty busy, and for a while I felt like I was on fumes, but I was at the end, of course, I'm very ecstatic.
So I asked some people in terms of what they wanted to know from you, and I put that out on social media, and I had a number of people respond to that. One of the first ones is a very basic question. I think it's a great one. What's the first thing that you are going to do now that you're in the Auditor General's office? What's the first thing that you're going to take on?
Well, there's actually a couple of them. One, as your listeners may know, the waiver audit that my predecessor, Eugene T. Pasquale, had started. That has not been complete yet, and it's going to be my job to assure that that's complete, and in the end, that we have a transparent, truthful, and a quality audit report. That's one of them. And the next thing is with regards to the spending on the COVID funds. I mean, where the funds going, and this is something I also said on the campaign trail, where those funds are going to the appropriate parties. And we're about to have another round of COVID funds being released to businesses. So that's going to be a continuation of the audit. So those are the two big things that are on my radar that I think your listeners would be interested in.
Does your office have any control? Tim Dufour, by the way, the brand new Auditor General in the state of Pennsylvania, does it have any control or oversight of the Turnpike Commission? Because I know that has been a financial hornet's nest for years and years. Is there anything, or is that completely independent and you don't have any oversight on that?
It's independent, but I am responsible for auditing that. And as a kind of chance you mentioned that, I mean, one of the things that I did receive as a part of my of the transition plan and transition report from my transition team, and I have to give a shout out to them because they're fantastic. I am going to be auditing the Turnpike Commission the same as my predecessor did. Now, the interesting thing about that, in another year or two, the Turnpike, as part of its requirement, pays the Department of Transportation a fee of, I believe it's like $500 million a year.
Okay.
And which doesn't really leave a lot for the Turnpike. And but in 2022 or 2023, that stops. Those payments to PennDOT stops. So that is going to add another layer onto that audit.
Right.
And also serve on the Delaware Port Authority, which oversees as a board member, and that also oversees the Turnpike. So yes, I will have direct involvement with the Turnpike from a board member standpoint, but also from an auditing standpoint.
Tim Butafor joining us. He is the Auditor General for the state of Pennsylvania. When he was elected back in November, he became the Auditor General to be, and then this week, as he was put into office, he became the first African-American man to hold a row office position in Pennsylvania, a statewide position. At what point, Tim, do we stop talking about what color someone's skin is? And at the same time, we can't ignore the fact that this has indeed happened. Talk to me about your feelings on that subject.
Exactly. First man or woman and first person of color in the history of Pennsylvania to serve as a row officer. I hope that I'm the beginning of the end of something. And what I mean by that is that I hope at some point there are other, you know, men and women of color who would be widely elected in the same manner that I did. So as far as when we stop talking about it, whenever it doesn't become an issue. And it's an honor and a privilege, and I still can't believe that I'm the first one ever in the state. But I hope that what I've done is the beginning of the end of something, but not the end.
We certainly appreciate your willingness to open up on that issue and everything else. And we look forward to continuing the conversation with you through the next 4 years and perhaps beyond that. Mr. Auditor General Tim Defore, thank you so much for being on KDK. It's a pleasure to have you here.
And thank you for taking the time to take my call. I appreciate it. And God bless.
Absolutely. We look forward to continuing that conversation, like I said, for many years to come. Tim Defore, Auditor General, State of Pennsylvania.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.